Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss this important issue. The question of characterization of laws, of course, is not a new one at the GGE. Since the GGE began, it has been one of the central elements under consideration. We have collectively spent a significant amount of time on this over the last number of years, and there is already a rich body of work, including in the form of joint working papers, national submissions, food for thought contributions, all of which have helped to develop a mature understanding of the many issues at play. Indeed, my delegation, together with Luxembourg and Belgium, submitted a dedicated paper to the 2019 session of the GGE on characteristics, noting that it should be viewed through the lens of applicability of IHL. The need to retain human control, as well as states' obligations to undertake legal weapons reviews. Taking this approach, it is possible, we believe, to identify a number of functional characteristics in autonomous weapons that would pose serious concerns from a legal, a humanitarian, and indeed an ethical perspective, including the ability to run through a targeting cycle with the final intention to apply force without any human intervention, the ability to switch to lethal mode without any human intervention, the ability to redefine its mission or objective without any human intervention, and the absence of a mechanism to interrupt or deactivate the autonomous mode. Chair, while it is important to consider the complex issues related to the characterization of laws, this should not be conflated with a requirement to reach consensus agreement on a definition of autonomous weapons. The GGE has rightly moved away from such discussions. There is a broad recognition that a fixed definition would be unlikely to stand the test of time when it comes to a rapidly changing landscape dealing with technologies that are in the process of emerging. Indeed, attempting to define laws along a set of specific technical characteristics is an illusory goal. When we discuss laws in this forum, we're not speaking about a specific type of weapon system. Rather, we are speaking about a feature of its functionality. A further complicating factor is that this functionality could conceivably be retrofitted into existing weapon systems in the future, particularly with respect to target selection and engagement. The GGE should not, therefore, base its efforts around trying to define a specific weapon system or platform, which in the traditional disarmament model can then be prohibited. Instead, we need to continue to make progress using the functional approach that focuses on the prohibition or regulation of the integration of autonomy into weapons systems. This functional understanding has proved very beneficial in our discussions and should be continued. It has allowed us to conceive of the problem through the lens of IHL and human-machine interaction and the necessity of human control. The lack of a comprehensive negotiated definition of laws should not be seen as a weakness or as an impediment to progress. The absence of consensus definitions does not hamper progress elsewhere. For example, there is no internationally agreed definition of terrorism or of nuclear weapons, but there is a recognition that these are important issues that require the attention of the international community. Finally, Chair, I would like to address the issue of lethality as a characteristic in our discussions. For my delegation, rather than focusing on the lethality or otherwise of a weapon system, we should instead be referring to the application of the use of force. As the ICRC has helpfully explained in numerous publications and interventions to the GGE, lethality is not an inherent property of a weapon system, but dependent on the weapon and the specific context of its use. And that context includes the manner in which the weapon is used in practice, as well as the nature of the target and their vulnerability. An exclusive focus on lethality, which is not a concept that IHL deals with, would therefore create unwelcome and unacceptable gaps in the application of IHL. Let me assure you, Chair, that my delegation is fully supportive of continuing to work together on this issue and to building a shared understandings of the characteristics of laws. We should not hold that work hostage to a comprehensive technical and legal definition of laws. Thank you, and thank you for your welcome.